This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brindavani Naidu. Making headlines this week, executives from Rockwell Diamonds said on Tuesday that demand for rough diamonds, particularly from China and India, remains strong and should keep prices at least at current levels. Rockwell CEO John Bristow said that the U.S. diamond market had also shown some improvement in prices and sales. Rockwell produces high-value diamonds from three alluvial mines in South Africa, Holpan, Klipdam, and Saxon Drift, and has a fourth operation, Voterspan, on care and maintenance. After a precipitous drop in late 2008 and continued weakness in the early parts of 2009, prices and demand had now recovered strongly. Rockwell Marketing and Sales Manager Jeffrey Brenner said that rough diamond prices were just about back at their 2008 highs. AngloGold Ashanti's Tropicana Gold Project in Australia should proceed despite concerns about a proposed new mining tax in the country, the company's chief executive said on Wednesday. CEO Mark Cutifani also said that the company's most pressing sovereign risk issue was now in Australia due to uncertainty over tax. The firm had spent $147 million Australian dollars on the pre-development of its Tropicana project, and the board is due to decide on final investment by the end of the year. South African power utility Eskom said on Tuesday that its discussions with Anglo American regarding a burdensome price agreement for the Scorpion zinc mine in Namibia were progressing well, and that the negotiation should be concluded during the current financial year. The utility said that the negotiated price agreement, or NPA, with Scorpion represented only a small portion of its supply to the larger Anglo Group, which was one of its largest customers. It was only a small proportion of the NPAs that were regarded as onerous. Earlier in the week, Eskom and BHP Billiton announced that they had amended a supply contract for the Mozal aluminium smelter in Mozambique, and that discussions were continuing on amending the supply agreements for the South African smelters, which are located in Richards Bay, KwaZulu-Natal. Also making headlines, the Chinese move to seize the Orkney mine from Aurora as AngloGold pulls a plug over a 38 million rand debt. Copper mine Equinox Minerals begins studies into a phase capacity expansion at its flagship Lumwana mine in Zambia. Coal Junior Khitan Energy earmarks 158 million rand, and Coal of South Africa's proposed Vele coal mine could increase pollution and hurt South Africa's Mapungubwe World Heritage Site. That's a roundup of news making headlines this week.